Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
We are back at it here at Patterson. I mean, what a morning. We've got Big Blue Nation melting down. We've got Chick-fil-A. You know, we're at Patterson with a big series this weekend, and they'll be getting underway at 6 o'clock tonight against number 9 Virginia. I mean, it's a glorious morning.
It's a glorious morning, and I did confirm practice is open 3:30 today. And so you can go to football practice at 3:30, come over here for baseball at 6 o'clock. And, you know, in a couple weeks, you can just go down over here to Churchill Downs and, you know, see the horses run. It's all coming together. Mm-hmm. It's all coming together. I can't wait for this. This is perfect. John Calipari is gone. The Wicked Witch is dead. And then they hired Mark Pope. They got a Pope.
Yeah.
They got the Pope.
They got turned down. But it's just so funny because all the – like, the Strebel sound, you can insert that anytime you want. You don't have to wait to go to break, Chase. We can be mid-sentence – and him saying it's going to be a big boy surge. And then if there's another cut right after that from his meltdown yesterday. And then we have, you can let me know whenever this is ready. We can pick it up from that 47.
I'm ready.
Mark. And Christian Richmond is calling in as well. That may very well be him. But I did my Twitter space last night, which, as you know, is curse laden. It is not suitable for work.
Sure.
But another guy took it to an extreme. But this is peak pinnacle meltdown, like right here.
I am fucking losing it. We apparently asked God Drew first. Mitch Barnhart told him for years. Yeah, he's next up. He's next up. He's next up. And then he sleeps on it. He talks to his God. His wife doesn't like it. Dan Hurley's wife doesn't like it. My fucking life is being ruined by God and white women.
I mean, that is a scream. That is absolutely hysterical.
They're in full spiral meltdown over this, and it's really hilarious.
My life is being ruined by God and white women. Like, that is one of the all-time lines. I mean, even Christopher Rich would be proud of that line.
I mean, that is
epic, man.
It's one of the
best
lines. How did you not?
You can just clip that and save that for eternity. My life is being ruined by God and white women.
Maybe God is a white woman, you know?
Let's not start a holy war, Serrano. Let the joke be good. Don't try to enhance an already good joke with a bad joke. Just leave it. Let it be. Leave it alone.
Oh, my God. But Chip Gaines inserted God yesterday or two days ago. He's like, you know, everybody's got money. We have God on our side.
Yeah.
That's
where God lives, son.
It's so great.
Oh, my God.
What a day.
Just have that.
Oh, and Cats
on a
Illustrated.
Loop.
Message boards geniuses yesterday had multiple posts from Cats Illustrated. Like, people reading about that this is a return from a reality check. No offense. It seems like an IU move. Barf. A guy yesterday said that they wanted Scott Drew's plane to crash. You know, it's a mess. Like, Cats Illustrated is a place where you can go if you're a Louisville fan and be happy. Because you can click on any thread.
Yeah.
It will make you happy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, ESPN 680 should sell that. My life is being run by God and white women.
That should be a T-shirt.
Just play that again. When you
my f***ing life is being ruined by God and white women. What?
Oh, my gosh.
Because their wives won't let them take the jobs that they think that they want.
I mean, What a night.
Let's go to fucking life is being ruined by God and white women.
Let's go to Elijah up next. Sorry you have to follow that, Elijah, but good morning. Welcome in.
Boys, how are we doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Man, glorious day. Sun shining, no rain. Big Blue Nation's having a meltdown. It's a good Friday.
Yes, yes.
A very good Friday.
Like, what kills me, they wanted a big boy search. And, I mean, they found a big boy. He's 6'10". I mean, props, I guess.
They found a big man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, big man for the big boy search. I mean, I know whenever we hired Pat Kelsey, Louisville fans had a bit of a meltdown. But after that press conference, everyone has seemed to bought in completely to this man. I don't think Big Blue Nation is going to do that with Mark Pope. I still think that fan base is going to be so split that no matter what he says or what he does, this is going to continue on for a few weeks at a time.
I don't know. I think something that's happening that also happened with Kelsey before the press conference, that you see old videos and you see him tell stories and then people kind of go, okay, all right, and they did what they're going to do, exactly what we did, which is talk ourselves into it. And not only did that and feel validated in doing so. I mean, it's authentic.
And they might. I just, knowing how insane Kentucky fans are, to put it bluntly, you just lost the Hall of Fame coach that gave you all a national title, 4 Final Fours, and now you got a guy who just lost to Kane for their first NC tournament win. I don't know how much they're really going to buy in. They said Pat Kelsey was corny. Pope seems even more corny.
It's going to be great. It's going to be, have these two guys. I mean, I like the new energy in it, man. I mean, I think Calipari needed to go, and they both needed fresh starts. I firmly believe that.
I believe so, too. I mean, who knows what will happen with them, but it's great seeing Big Blue Nation have this meltdown. And,
I think we're losing. Appreciate it, Elijah. I've already seen it. I already saw, like, Anna tweeted something about, okay, all right, I'm getting into this, and somebody, you know, just others. I'm seeing the same tweets.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's like, I am seeing a little bit of people being like, it's time for Mitch Barnhart to go. That, you know, because Mitch Barnhart.
What if the guy wins? Why would it be time for him to go? That's an absurd position
here is, I think, why. Because he did hire Billy Gillespie. He had to be talked into hiring John Calipari.
That was 15 years ago.
I know, but he's still their guy. I don't know that they trust him. Well, and what's going on in Lexington that Stoops wants to leave, and he's out the door, and now
that's
John Calipari's out the door?
That's the business. That's the business. I mean, we're lucky that we have Jeff Brom. I mean, we are lucky beyond lucky.
Right. But he's only been here 1 year.
Okay, but you're not worried about him leaving for another college job.
I'm not
probably ever worried about that. I mean, maybe the NFL, but maybe not. In an era when you have the Big Ten and the SEC, they're going to have more money than everyone, then, you know, you've got a coach here that you probably wouldn't be able to retain it had he not played here.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big deal for the athletic department's budgets and everything else. And it's probably a coach that, you know, A, we're lucky to have, and B, we're even luckier to keep, but we're probably going to keep.
Yeah, and you know what, though? The changing landscape and what we're talking about, that people don't have to go to the high-profile jobs to get life-changing money and to be happy. And, you know, we've had so many coaches football-wise here where it was like, why has John L. Smith got to go to Michigan State? We're in the wrong league.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And he wasn't making a bunch of money. Why did Charlie Strong have to leave? Well, it was Texas. Now, I wonder, you know, a decade later, like, hang on to those guys?
Well, if it were flat, if you didn't have the separation, now that you have the Big Ten and the SEC.
Right.
I mean, I think that's what you're always worried
Jeff
about.
Jeff Brom, what was he making? Seven? Is he making $7 million? Seven, eight?
Either way.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, but if somebody wanted to pay him 10, they could.
If it's about money.
And if he wasn't from here.
Right.
Louisville are going to be able to hold on to Jeff Brom longer than we should be able to hold on to a coach of that caliber.
Yeah,
it's just there's no other way to put it. That way, you're not having to worry about hiring a new coach every few years because they're leaving. You know, I think that's just something that we should never ever take for granted ever.
Right, right. And I think that the NIL thank you, Brom. The NIL piece is a big recruiting strategy for these coaches too. They want to know if they're supported. Right now, it's about the fans. I mean, I know Steve Sarkisian said to the fan base, it's really not as much up to me now to get the best players as it is to you.
Yeah, I don't buy
because
that
you got to get the war chest.
Yeah, I'm not. I think people are going to need to do that, but I also think these schools are smart enough to figure out a way. If they were getting ready to pay Danny Hurley $14 million,
right,
whatever it was, that the money that was going to do that, you can funnel that back to NIL. Whether you were going to Donor A or if your budget, you can get creative with budgets. Courtside seats, all yours are free this year. It'd be nice if you made the same donation that you've always done that goes to the NIL instead.
Cool,
there's
right.
ways to do that. So
there are rules around that.
Yeah, but they're not enforced.
But they're not enforced.
There's or no respected.
Because you're not supposed to get points.
Oh,
you know,
just
like,
get,
you know, all these
give me
things.
A break.
You're not supposed to get points
uh-huh.
from NIL. And I'm like,
yeah.
you don't think that they're not taking,
we're talking about
they're not
points.
Keeping track of who's giving what to the 502 circle.
Yeah, I want the next Cardinal Athletic Fund scandal, point scandal.
Points.
Or pick a school, Michigan Athletic Fund,
right.
You know, Wolverine points. Oh, we have a serious case here, Your Honor, today. We have invalid, falsely propping up
I know.
Wolverine Trust club me. Points.
Well, it's
not
same,
happening.
It's the same stuff as tampering, you know, or even when Mitch Barnhart, like, he hadn't started his search yet because John Calipari hasn't told him yet. I'm
right.
like, get off of it, man. Mitch Barnhart's already working on this.
Yeah.
Like the idea that Mitch Barnhart's going to sit around and twiddle his thumbs until John Calipari calls him is a ridiculous notion.
The Kentucky fans wanted him gone. I think people were very happy that he was, you know, out the door. I think they're stunned. As we all kind of said, hey, there's not that many big names out there. And people are happy at their jobs. And this is proof of it. Doesn't mean Mark Pope might not be good. Look, I tend to think, as good as Danny Hurley is, you give me if Pope's a good coach and you've got $6-8 million and whatever you can throw at player, you know, paying
right.
players. I mean, we always say it's the Jimmys and Joes more than the X's and O's, and this is an era where you can prove that.
If you can hang on to the caliber of player
yeah.
that Kentucky was getting with a good coach, it's a
forget
wrap.
Hang on, go get more.
Yeah, but
get better.
You know, but maybe you get really solid players. Maybe you're probably getting a cut below, but you have really good coaching. You're
yeah.
going to be excellent.
Yeah,
you know you're
going to
be
money
excellent.
Talks. Cause
can,
the
you
money
know, Kentucky
matters.
Had the best players for 15 years. They had the best players in college basketball every single time. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all works out. How Pope recruits, mm-hmm. you know, how he coaches. I'm excited for what Pat Kelsey has on you know this weekend with Nicholas Boyd, Dante Maddox, and Chris Youngblood.
Yeah,
and Chris Youngblood. I think he was the AAC Player of the Year. So you could have two players.
That's the dude from South Florida,
South
right?
Florida.
Who started at Kennesaw State?
Started
he had 1,000 points at Kennesaw State. Again, I just love the stats of some of these guys. Their assist to turnover ratio makes me just remember that there's right. actually good basketball players out there.
They're really, really good basketball.
Oh, Ence wants me to remind you tomorrow is Happy Alex Morgan Day out.
It's tomorrow,
yeah.
Alex Morgan Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, is everybody going to get pumped up to go see Alex Morgan? Will she actually play this time? Will it be the field's fault or the Taylor Swift? Whose fault will it be?
Well, I mean, she is scheduled to appear.
With
so
the San Diego Wave.
Will she be booed? Will everybody be as bitter as Blankenbitter?
I think they should.
I think
I
you
mean,
might.
They outright lied
yeah.
to the city of Louisville. The San Diego Wave. Don't forget, they outright lied to everyone and hit it. Beforehand and just didn't say anything. And then they tried to blame the Lynn Family Stadium field for
yeah.
why Alex Morgan went to a Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah, no. No.
They should absolutely
no.
be booed.
Yeah.
They should have to hear it. Absolutely.
Like, a discounted ticket, go to LouCity.com/Diener. How about that? I got one on Slash.
How about that?
Save a little money on both racing and
just
LouCity. LouCity.com/Diener.
Okay, and they work for racing tickets as
yes,
well.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Friends of Diener.
Yeah,
yes.
Friends of Diener. Beautiful.
Good name for a website.
Maybe, I mean, I got to figure, what time is that game?
I wasn't prepared for all these questions.
Sorry.
I think 7:30. Yeah,
7:30.
Yeah. 7:30. Okay. 7:30.
We'll see if the family can get to Louisville. We'll come down and hiss and boo at Alex Morgan.
Well, your daughters don't want to see him there anyway. So she
no, they're done.
Off.
They're
yeah.
done with
yeah.
it. I mean, like after that, they were like, I hope Team USA loses. Like they were like because
that's
she's
extreme.
On it. No,
that's,
I mean, that's, they were
that's
like,
too extreme.
We want Team USA
it's time,
to lose.
It's time to parent.
She's
going to
be on it.
It's time to parent
then,
at that
no,
point.
Forget her forever.
Love your country.
Because
right.
no, they got spat in their face.
Yeah, well,
who wants to cheer for somebody just spat in their face? Nobody.
Cheer for your country.
No, not if that's
yeah.
going to represent my country. Then no.
Yes,
we don't cheer for face spatters. No.
What about the other members of the team that are Americans
know.
And are wrapping
like
our
Canada? Canada's a nice country. Mexico is too. They're the part
you
of
have to parent better than this.
I know. If Alex Morgan is on the team, we're out. And, you know, and there are other players that we do like in racing.
What if Alex Morgan came back to be the coach at the University of Louisville?
Screw her. No, you can't do it, Josh Hurd. No. No, because she spits in the face of our community. Let her go to
good
IU.
Good to see all the grace being granted around the Blankenbaker household.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, Alex Morgan, dead to me forever.
I get that. You can't root against your country because she wasn't there on a Saturday night.
I don't know. Don't lie to me. Don't tell me that that it's the field's fault. Don't tell me that it's all these other things. And then really you wanted to go to a concert. Just say ahead of time.
When we get invaded by the Russians, are you going to pull for the Russians because of Alex Morgan not showing up on a Saturday?
No.
Well, where's the line?
No,
where's the line? You're rooting against your country already.
USA.
Right, right. And that's a Trump, you know, your Saturday night.
That's the most unlikable Team USA in Women's World Cup history.
Don't disagree with that.
And you know it.
I don't disagree with that. And I wasn't pulling for them to lose, but when they lost, I did kind of go, well,
you gave
karma.
A chuckle.
I gave a karma chuckle.
You gave
I think that's
chuckle.
Okay to actively root against your country.
But no, I'm not going to root for Russia.
Well, it sounds like you were.
No. Or Iran or North Korea.
Oh, that's the Soccer City guys crushed Alex Morgan last night. Can we get that audio?
Perfect, yeah.
Oh, man.
Come on. Let's get Soccer City. Milby did?
We never clipped Soccer City, which
yeah,
is on Thursday night, 6 to 7.
Because they outright lied. They outright
lied. We know. The greatest hits tapes.
To go to a concert.
We don't need the deep cuts from the greatest hits
tapes. It was a good concert.
Yeah,
but
it was.
It was a concert.
I just skipped it for a Taylor Swift concert.
Just be honest
hanging.
About it. And here's the thing. When we get to these coaching searches,
yeah.
I say my moral compass is set to win.
Yeah.
And I'm honest
maybe hers
about
is too.
It. Like yesterday.
Alex Morgan, another white woman.
Yesterday, Strebel's begging, praying to God to get Rick Pitino as his coach. I don't know if you
should've
saw
been.
That tweet.
Should have been.
And
why?
Like,
I mean, that's what I don't understand. Why wouldn't you? If you're at that point, and if he would have the conversation, and I don't know that he would. I don't know. But if he was willing to have the conversation, then why didn't you just go hire him?
He's right there. I'm glad they didn't.
Make an effort.
I'm glad they didn't.
I am too.
Yeah, I don't want Rick Pitino at Kentucky.
I don't know. It'd be fun.
I thought they were going to get down
that'd be fun.
Chris Beard. I thought for sure that we were going to have to play the Anna Tarullo and James Strebel show where they went on Louisville for wanting Chris Beard and had to throw that into their face and all that. I thought that's where this was heading. I did not see Mark Pope.
This is a great meme. It's from the Jordan thing, and it's got Barnhart's face where Jordan was. It says, John Calipari said Kentucky was a basketball school, and I took that personally. Texas and Blankenbitter hold more grudges than my wife or any woman that I know. Texas, Drew, take the gloves off him on Team USA. His thinking is flawed. Support your country. Alex Morgan, another white woman. Texas says, wow, Martin needs to move to Canada. Yeah, what are you, what's it, Alec Baldwin? Are you Alec Baldwin now?
No.
Move to Canada if Trump
only
wins or whatever?
Alex Morgan. I'm not supporting her in relation to anything. Anything at all, ever.
All right, we'll let you hop on in. I don't know. Do we have calls? I haven't even looked down.
Steve on line one.
Yeah, Steve. Sorry about that. Steve, sorry about the wait. Steve, welcome in. Good morning. Welcome to Patterson Stadium. 6 o'clock start tonight.
Steve might be gone.
The Dave from Red Rage Tailgate just made a meme of God and white women.
Go ahead and play that again, please. That is like, you can do that any time. Like, we can do that, like, all you want. I'm here for all of it. This is when I need my aux cord. I'm going to buy.
Doesn't like it. Dan Hurley's wife doesn't like it. My f***ing life is being ruined by God and white women.
As I was trying to play like music in the celebration, I guess September was on the background. You hear the clink of my drink of the ice. I need an ice sponsor. Yeah, the Yeti Cup. The Yeti Cup just, it's part of the, I can't have a Twitter space and not have Yeti Cup going.
I like the ice sound. But if you wanted to get rid of it, you could get the pellet ice maker, and it makes less of a sound.
The rabbit turd ice, yes.
Yeah, the rabbit turd ice. I mean, it's good.
Nice ice.
But, you know, I kind of like the clinking.
I think
of
it's
the
a
ice.
Thing.
It's
yeah.
A thing.
It's a thing.
You're in your den. You're doing a Twitter
space. I'm walking around the house. The dog's scared to death. Why is Dad screaming? What's going on?
Because when I joined you, I was only on there for 2 or 3 minutes last night.
Yeah.
Ashley comes downstairs like, you're yelling.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but Mark Pope took the Kentucky.
Yeah. One of those great things about being single. I can be as loud as I want on a Thursday night with my ice in my cup. Let's go to Justin up next. Justin, welcome in. Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Just had a quick comment about Alex Morgan. I know you are anti-Morgan, Blankenbaker, and
yes.
I don't technically have a really definite opinion because I don't watch soccer, nor do I care about it. But if you check out the
body paint issue of Sports Illustrated with her in it, it may sway your mind a little bit.
Nope. It won't.
Oh,
do it.
Oh, you're suggesting her popularity has something to do with her looks?
Popularity has something to do with her looks.
I don't know what's going on with the phone. This is going to be a terrible conversation because it's delayed.
The echo.
I don't know what's going on there.
But no, I can appreciate what he's saying there, but I'm not into being spit on. So.
Okay.
I'm not into it.
Team USA ahead of blank and bitter. Come on.
No, I mean, all other Team USAs. When we're in the Olympics and we're in Paris,
Chris from Richmond is on the line. Apparently, he's not even in Lexington.
He's
so
in San Francisco, from what it looks
like. So, good morning, Chris.
Congratulations, Diener. You've waited 15 years for this moment, and you never thought it would be this good, but this way exceeded Louisville fans' expectations. We are now nothing but an absolute laughingstock. Kudos to you, Mitch Barnhart. Kudos. You went from $12 million for Hurley to giving a guy a 12-pack of magical underwear to come to the University of Kentucky. I really, really appreciate it, Mitch. My life is so void this morning that I am walking the streets of San Francisco at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't care what happens at this point. This is a disgrace among all disgraces. I got here yesterday. I said there's no possible way that we're hiring Mark Pope. I mean, can you imagine the litany of 1 and 2 stars on my roster next year, Diener?
That sounds next. Who told you? I want to know where you were when you found out. Who did somebody tell you? Did you find out on your own on Twitter when you started hearing it's a real possibility?
I got to Sacramento. We drove to San Francisco, went to Muir Woods where there is no cell reception. By the time I got to this dump downtown San Francisco, the phone was blowing up, and it was people referencing Billy Clyde. We hired Billy Clyde again. Billy Clyde, I'm like, what is this? What is this? So my wife said, I'm so hungry. We got to go get something to eat. We went to the concierge level. I started reading this thing. I couldn't even believe it. I said, I'm not eating nothing. The poor guy up there says, is there anything else I can get for you? I said, can you jimmy open that window so I can just jump out of this thing? This is a disgrace. I told you a couple weeks ago. What did I tell you the last time I talked to you? I said, Mitch Barnhart is an absolute buffoon. I'm a complete and utter nitwit. I had no idea that it would come to this. Dieter, if you had a litany of 150 people on it, do you think that Mark Pope was on there? Never a chance. Who knows Mark Pope? Who knows BYU?
I mean, it's like you're Kenny Payne. You got Kenny Payne.
If you're a board of trustee at the University of Kentucky today and you sign off on this, they should can't. You should never show up again. Never show up again. Mitch Barnhart, it's obvious now. Mitch Barnhart ran off John Calipari. That's fine. It is what it is. This is what you replaced him with. This goofball. Hey, Diener, can you tell me real quick how many NCAA tournament wins Mark Pope has? Can you please tell
me? Let me look around. Oh, I don't see any.
Zero. This is incredible. I tell you what, Mitch. Let me tell you what. I'm not going to boycott Mark Pope because who wouldn't take this job? Boycotting you, Mitch. You better be done by the time you send me that renewal, because I swear to God, I only have 3 tickets in that place, but I ain't renewing. I ain't renewing to watch this nonsense. I ain't renewing for a bunch of goofball 1 and 2 stars running around shooting up threes all over the place. This is a disgrace. This is the ultimate. This is worse than Clyde, and that was bad. This is next level lunacy.
Well, enjoy San Francisco.
Yeah. Muir Woods is great. I love Muir Woods.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
That's
good stuff. All right,
the
Chris.
The bridge has a thing on it, Diener. I can't jump off the Golden Gate today because I'll get stuck in a net or I'd try. I'll see you.
Right. Bye. Can you imagine the litany of 1 and 2 stars? I mean, that stole it for me. Can you imagine the litany of one and two stars?
So Chris from Richmond has not started the acceptance phase yet.
No, I don't think so.
He's still in the rejection phase.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be in their different stages of grief today. But Chris from Richmond is not quite where many of other BBN is there this morning. Wow.
Yeah, Chris from Richmond and God and white women. Running kit fans live, whatever that guy said.
He said, can you Jimmy open the window so I can get out of here?
It's, I mean, the dude's been doing this for – and again, you know, he's, and if you met Chris, he's like a choir boy. If you met him, he'd be like, there's no way that's him. Because he's got a wife, he's out in San Francisco, he's probably, you know, he's like, again
– Does she even know that side of him?
Has to. I mean, yeah, has to. You're married to Chris from Richmond? And he's not even from Richmond.
Oh, he's not?
I think he's from Winchester. He may have been originally and lived there at some point. But, but yeah, like when he would call into Hal Mummy, like he would call when they would take calls from actual callers and talk to the coach. He would say he would like rough up Hal Mummy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Claude Bassett and all the.
Oh, yeah.
Claude Bassett fell on the sword for them, for sure. He did.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris,
I know
Richmond.
A lot about that situation. But all right, we'll continue along here. Yeah, and instead, as soon as you said Chris from Richmond, he said I turned it all the way up.
Turned it all the way up.
12 pack of magical underwear.
And part of the great part of the internet yesterday, follow or go watch the video that Jan and the boys put out at Jan and the boys. It's a list of all. It's a video of all the tweets of the turns of this search. It's about a minute and a half.
Yeah,
it's the best piece of video.
What is it? Who is
it's called Jan and the boys.
Jan and that's Twitter handle.
It's a Twitter handle. Jan, all spelt out. Jan and the boys.
Okay.
This guy, his name's Josh. I don't know, but he did an amazing job finding all the tweets and putting them into one nice little package for you to watch the hypocrisy of BBN. It's incredible. It's perfect.
All right.
It's a masterpiece is what it
all
is.
All right. I will look this up here.
You should make it into an NFT if the people are still doing NFTs.
I didn't. Yeah, I never could figure out those were. So, yeah. This is – I'm reading it now. It starts out with, you know, it's got – the list is Danny Hurley, Scott Drew – let's see. And Billy Donovan. I'd be surprised if it got past number two. That was from Matt. Then it says Hurley or Donovan, Drew and Pearl are out. And the only thing I've ever heard, UK, and oh gosh, yeah, it goes too fast. Yeah.
It goes too fast, but it's all there. And it just goes.
It's real and it's spectacular.
It's amazing.
Yeah. All right. If you want to get in, 267-968. We are here at Patterson. We got the game tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. You've got those. We're in the press box. Mike Lindsay's trying to figure out where to get in. We'll deal with him in the break.
Okay.
But we got games at 6 o'clock tonight and 1 o'clock each of the next 2 days. You'll be number 9 team in the country. You can come on out, check out the cards. There's only 3 series left. We got Kentucky, 3 home series left, I should say. In the ACC, and you got Kentucky here on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Hey, if you need a security system, Vector Security is who I have at my house. That's who we use at the station to protect us, and they're going to give you a free doorbell cam and install it when you decide it's time for you to, you know, get a security system. So if you're signing up for service, that's going to save you hundreds of dollars right there. And then you're going to want what I want, which is all the extra cameras. I just had a couple more installed. And, it's great. You got full protection in and around your home. Know what's going on inside your house at all or outside your house at all times. It's Vector Security, formerly ADS. Same phone number, though, 452-6277. It's a feeling of protection that, you know, when you go out of town, you just know your place is safe. You know nobody's messing with it. When you get over there to Vector, tell me your story. Talk about him here on the Diener Show.
I'm ill. I'm physically
no Billy Donovan.
I'm physically
no
ill.
Scott Drew. No,
if,
no,
if that
no
dude
Dan Hurley.
Mark Pope.
Yes,
I'm buying Arkansas gear.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Baby, come back.
broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And Mike Lindsay, also known as Crumb's Revenge.
I get credit for this one. Yeah. I thought of that this morning. Because I just think campers are going, Cal, come back.
Come back. What have we done?
You can blame it all on us.
What have we done? No, Cal.
If songs were a troll.
Yeah, a little bit. Mike is here, and he also went up those stairs.
Yeah.
It's pretty exhausting.
It's good. It was a good little pre-morning workout.
Yeah, a little workout. Yeah, you know? Your shorts are a little short. I got to be honest. They're a little short this morning.
When I went outside, dressed for teaching tennis.
Yeah.
I'll go outside, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's so cold, but it's too late to go in and make other decisions. I got to get out of here. And then I'm like, oh, no, what if we're outside?
We are not outside.
Yeah. No, we're not. We're not outside.
So
maybe later in the week we'd want to be outside.
All's
but not
well
this morning.
That ends well. I'll let you all compliment my legs later in the show.
Sure.
They look lovely.
We'll take moments of that. Well, Mike, how much did you enjoy the internet yesterday? What did you think?
So,
by the way, we're at Patterson Stadium. We got the game tonight against number 9 Virginia and the next 2 days at 1 o'clock. Go ahead.
And I was told on the way up last time, things worked out well for baseball when you all were here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So this is some mojo. We got
to
see.
Sam McDonald said,
"Want to
get some hype? Want to get some energy going for this fan base?" Said, "All right, we're gonna do shows out here today. And this is out here. I think maybe Rummage out. We got
really?
Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah.
So it was me and Jeff Leitze last week.
Okay.
And Diener was finishing up his spring break, and they swept NC State.
Right.
So let's keep that rolling.
That's
yes.
Right.
And an assist to Louisville Sluggers apparently.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Come on, Slugger. What's
so, that about? So, you know, the pragmatic Mike will say, Pope's a good coach. You know, like,
yeah.
The fun side, the rivalry side, Mike, will say, it sure as hell not who you thought you were getting.
No,
not who you thought you were. You thought you were going to walk in and just steal people right and left. And I have this theory that after COVID, that everyone dealt with so much crazy – that they're putting crazy on a diet. And if he's getting calls at the Mexican restaurant in Waco, Texas, he's like, no thanks. Like,
yeah,
I can be
good in Waco.
Happy where I am, make the money I need to make. I don't need to add crazy to my life. Everyone's putting crazy on a diet. So that's a no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Calipari. I mean, you want to talk – he needs a purpose, right? He has his purpose now.
Oh, look, I think a motivated Cal with that war chest.
He's still not a good coach.
Right.
Louisville fans, we've been trying to convince Kentucky fans for a long time that he is not a great coach.
Well,
but
your coach is the whole package. It's getting the right players, the right talent. And I think he recruited enough talent to overcome, you know, his X's and O's.
And he will be motivated.
Yeah, but you know what he's going to do. He's going to get all older players and do everything Kentucky fans wanted him to do these last few years.
Oh, gosh. That would be something.
Oh, you don't think they're going to kill it in the transfer portal?
Right.
Oh, they definitely will.
You're going to tamper? Look, he was good at breaking rules before when they had rules.
He
could get around the rules when they were actually enforced.
No,
they haven't enforced any rules.
Let me be clear. The 55 five-star players they got when everyone else that was top blue blood programs are getting 6, it was because it was Kentucky.
It wasn't
for any other reason than it was just Kentucky.
Crazy,
and we're going
like
to find
Fox,
out
man.
How true that statement is now that he's gone, because it's just Kentucky.
Well, Tubby Smith wasn't recruiting that way, neither was Billy Gillespie. They were getting good players, but it wasn't.
I mean, do the math. Like, go through the 55-star players. Go through the 14 years he was there. 50. The next closest person is, 40 five-star players away from him.
It was incredible.
Is it incredible or was it store-bought? But anyway.
It was store-bought. We all know that.
Yes. I mean, we've after the money became legal, everyone was like, this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway. And here's the other thing that kind of has me a little bitter about all this is because, yes, there were some wrongdoings at Louisville, but this was exacerbated and magnified by some IU and some Kentucky fans, right? Which I think, I'm sure Pitino losing out on multi-millions of dollars is probably not happy about still to this day when you talk about Pitino going back to Kentucky. But Louisville benefited when Cal was hired.
Yeah.
Rick went on a tear.
It lit a fire on both of them.
Ego mattered. Yeah. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. When Rick self-banned that last year,
Well, that wasn't Rick's 2016. Decision.
Well, right. When that happened.
Definitely wasn't his decision.
Louisville was going to be the winningest program during the span of which Cal was hired, mm-hmm. and then Rick was fired.
Right.
By like two games. Over Calipari.
Yeah.
And
so you're still out of breath.
Yeah,
you?
Instead,
yeah, it's tough.
I'm biting this microphone off my lips.
I know.
He's falling in my mouth. And so So to me, I'm like, you dummies, you got what you wanted. Rick's mm-hmm. gone. Hooray! Cal sucks now. Cal can't win you a tournament game forever from here forward. So congrats.
You're making good points. I just want this to get away so it's not muffled.
Okay. You destroyed Louisville. Congrats. Your program sucks now. And now you have Mark Pope. You win.
Great job.
Yep. You won.
I still think it's possible that Mark Pope could be a good coach.
He is a good coach,
yeah,
like, right? I mean, he has multiple 20-win seasons.
I think people will I think that job can help. I think a lot of people can win with those tools in the toolbox, is what I'm saying.
Mark Pope can coach.
Here's something that's going to really upset Kentucky fans, okay? And I don't think they've realized this yet, because something that they hang on very dearly to is L's down, right?
Right.
Mark Pope, when Texas came, would not allow the BYU students to wear Horns Down's T-shirts.
Right.
Took it away. If they were doing Horns Down in the student section, they made them stop. They had made them move away. So is Mark Pope going to stop L's Down like he stopped Horns Down?
I love how petty this rivalry is. That, like, this is an actual talking point. are they going to give them the L's Down? Yeah, no, it's all Satterfield's fault, too.
Right. No, but Mark Pope wouldn't let them do it. And he at this press conference, was like, this is not who
right.
we are.
Well,
we got to get these cuts going to break are too good. We have to have them in content here. So Chase, any of the Big Boy Search and then the revealing to Strebel yesterday what was going on, because Strebel is really the personification of the fan base. So any
I'm ill. I'm physically
no Billy Donovan.
I'm physically
no
ill.
Scott Drew. No,
if,
no,
if that
no
dude
Dan Hurley.
Mark Pope.
Yes,
I'm buying Arkansas gear. I'm cheering for John Calipari.
Ooh.
I'm not giving, baby. I'll fly with.
You're gonna be like Brad and Ellen.
And Brad.
Yeah,
I'll go and Aaron and Megan and the whole family get the dog. We're all gonna do Woo Big
Kenny,
Suey.
Kenny Payne, all of them. Yeah,
it's Billy Gillespie, part two.
I'm telling you.
And then they'll go through the stages that we went through after our egos were bruised around here.
Right.
And you start reading up on the coach, and he's your coach, so it's not like you can, get rid of him. You're not going to get root against him. Yeah. So by today, they will be, whenever there's a press conference, it'll build up. There's that video going around where he, like, takes his dress shirt off.
He's got Kentucky.
What is that for? I don't know what that was for.
I don't know. I don't know. I think – I don't remember why they made that, but Mark Pope is obviously, I remember him playing here. He was a big part of that 96 team. I mean that was a great team in Kentucky basketball.
I think it's one of the best teams in college basketball history. Right. That team, Jeff Shepherd had to redshirt on that because there wasn't any playing time for him.
Wow.
And he was an MOP 2 years later. I mean that team, they could have named a final score. I think they had 85 or 86 points at halftime 1 year. I mean, at halftime against LSU.
And Mark Pope is a projection. Like, he's at BYU.
Yeah.
They were 10-8 in a really good Big 12. They touched the top 25 poll a couple times. They were a solid team. Now, they lost to Duquesne in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
But they had some big wins last year.
They did have some big wins.
Kansas.
Taylor. Some real programs.
I mean, he's a good coach. He is. Like, we're having a lot of fun hire because of mm-hmm. the ego
if you win
that
10
is
games.
Just oozing out of the pores of every Kentucky fan, making fun of Louisville for whiffing on Drew. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Louisville didn't get Drew. Ha, ha, ha. Give me a break.
I know. And I'm enjoying Kentucky fans putting Mitch Barnhart's email and phone number on the internet at every single turn.
Remember when they made fun of us for putting a DJ in our sporting events?
Oh, yeah, and then they got a DJ.
Remember when they made fun of us for hiring an alumni coach?
Naming rights on a stadium.
Naming rights. I remember that. And now, Kroger Field.
Remember when they made fun of us for hiring an alumni as a coach?
Yeah.
They don't.
Yes, Mike. I do.
Let me
tell you who definitely remembers. The guy to your right.
Yes.
Let me take the words of Hall of Fame Arkansas coach John Calipari. They don't want to beat us. They want to be us.
That's right. That's
yes.
right.
They
Kentucky
want to be
is
us.
Just trying to be us.
And watching them melt down right now is amazing.
But it's going to be the exact same turn that happened with Kelsey. Because I'm again seeing these videos tweeted, and it's like, okay, all right, okay.
And he's going to be a good coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all know that. Like, he's going to be good. Will he be great?
I don't know.
Is he going to be Hall of Fame? Probably not.
I'm glad it's not Billy Donovan.
But he's
Let me just
be,
say that, because I think Billy Donovan would be running college basketball.
Billy
I think
Donovan,
he would absolutely, you know, I would understand NIL. He has a calculator. He has an iPhone. It's got a calculator. He understands how much you have to pay people,
right,
you know, to play. And probably, for him, would make it even more attractive. I just don't know why he plays footsie with all this stuff.
I don't know why he does.
I mean,
if he's not going to take the job, then shut it down.
It's not like he flirts with all the college jobs. One. You know, and he was. It wasn't a no here. It was like, you know, it was like, well,
not right
consider
now.
It. But it wasn't like
still,
hell no, and then it was a no.
It's still like, if you're from this era, it still kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like switching into the new era, because it's just like every year. You know, like Cal, I met with the team. There isn't one.
Yeah,
you know, they do have one player, but. You know.
So talk about
but
how they want to be us.
It's just kind of like, you know,
well, yeah. I mean, it's pro sports now, and it's tough for people to grasp that. And I think it does hurt a little bit of the connection to the team. But when you go out to a football game, It doesn't bother me. I don't worry about how much is that guy making or what the hell. You know, I just think that it is different, and it's just going to be like this because we would do the same thing if you were going to pay us to play a sport, and we go in the portal make more money. We'd go in the portal make
right.
more money. It's the best available option to you. You take it.
It is absolutely putting your name in the draft.
Yeah.
You're like, basically, I am entering the bag website.
No, I'm entering the free
let's
agency.
See what kind of bags are out there.
I'm becoming a free agency. It's not the draft because you don't.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
This bag is close to this bag.
But that's the thing.
I'll stay at Louisville. This bag is not.
But
I'm
at
going
least
there.
In a draft, you own the rights to the players for a certain amount of time.
Right.
You don't own their rights for any amount of time.
Right. Zero minutes.
That's the part that the.
NIL needs to tie to rights.
And it's got to get some way around that where you can just have an actual. Contract with these players, which you're paying them, which they're not earning off money off their name, image, and likeness. Just
right.
stop with
if they're
that.
In high school getting paid.
Yeah.
They haven't showed up.
Let me read this to you and see if it sounds familiar.
Okay.
This is from Matt Jones. All right. One thing I do think is worth noting. There are a lot of players from the Patino and Tubby era that are really excited and see this as a chance to reconnect with the university.
Oh, my God. That's not a U of L hiring Kenny Payne?
No. Wait. No, that's directly. I mean, it's like a carbon copy,
right.
of what we said two, three,
you.
4 years ago.
They'll make fun of you for everything you're doing,
and then do it.
Yeah.
All right. So I do want to say this. I saw this yesterday because it's a little NIL related. Jeff Goodman, if it's true, he said a coach reached out to him and said there was a player, representative, reaching out, and he said, and the number this person was now asking for was $1.5 million.
Okay,
and it's all okay. You're worth what people are willing to pay.
Correct.
But let me tell you something. I'm going to say it again. It is not worth it in a one-and-done style tournament because you can have paid $50 million and lose first round to Oakland because it's a one-and-done format. So anything can happen.
So wait, this was a high school player?
High school player asking for $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm. It's too much money.
And so to me, it's not worth it. But here's the problem.
Someone's
going to pay it.
Yeah, I also don't think we can just say, well, now these freshmen aren't ever going to be any good. You know, we said you could only win with talented freshmen. And then now it's become, well, you can only win with upperclassmen. Every time somebody goes one direction, I kind of think, well, there's might be some room the other direction, too.
There is. But here's my point. Someone's going to pay that.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
And here's what's going to happen. When someone pays that, it screws it for everybody else.
The market corrects itself. There is no screw it up. You have what you have to spend.
What has the NFL been trying to unwind from the Cleveland Browns? Sorry. Yes, with the Deshaun Watson contract.
Well, it was guaranteed money. It was stupid.
Everybody, listen. This is not what
right.
to be
so
expected.
So the market corrected itself. They wrote a bad contract for Deshaun Watson. Now no one's going to do that. That's free market.
And until that's...
Trenton Flowers' deal should have been backloaded.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. They learned their lesson.
Yeah.
So now the market will correct itself.
We think. But it has
it to... It will.
It has to stop before it can be
it doesn't.
Corrected.
Why does it have to stop?
Because if someone pays them 1.5,
okay.
then some desperate team will play.
Okay.
I'll pay two for
okay.
this person.
Then good. That's if the market
okay.
will bear it.
Okay.
I mean, like if houses in your neighborhood are going for way more.
Cleveland Browns.
No, because the market corrected itself. They're not writing that contract. And if they spend too much, what if the high school kid's worth it? What if somebody wins a national championship? The kid's the MOP.
If they were to win the national championship.
I mean, I'm just saying, like.
this to me, in a one-and-done tournament system, I do think there is a value cap at some point.
Then
the market won't bear it.
But that's where, like, capologists and, like, guys that are managing your NIL budget, because, like, if there's a kid that wants 1.5 and there's another kid that wants 500,000, and they're really not that much different. Sure, the 1.5 kid's probably better. Well, then you should go with the $500,000 play.
Yeah.
All right, we have a guest we got to get to here at 9 o'clock. Well, he's going to analyze UFC 300. But actually, I wanted to analyze Max's analysis of UFC 300. So we got all that going on. DFH Company. If you're maybe you're still using a little bit of heat, maybe you're checking your AC out. I had to have DFH Company come out a little bit earlier this week because it's the start of air conditioning season, and they Alex Hinkybine and the crew got over, finished it up. I mean, it was done by lunch. So whatever your needs are, DFH Company. And again, I got to remind everybody, they're used to emergencies. That's what they do. We're not going to do the stuff we did last summer. It's an emergency. I didn't want to bother him.
Well, no, bother
no,
him.
No, please, yes. We talked about one of our great longtime partners. Don't ask for recommendations on Facebook. You work here. Just saying. We got somebody that comes and fixes our own stuff and fixes my stuff at my house.
Many times at my house.
That's right. You bought a couple
mini splits. Bought a unit. They moved a unit. They fixed a unit.
They're all over your units.
Done the whole thing.
I mean, they got Mike Lindsay's
their hands
units everywhere.
Have been all over my units.
So, Alex, sorry. You know Mike, though. You understand what he means. It's DFH Company, and I just tell him, whatever you do, don't tell him Mike Lindsay sent you, because that's going to be problematic.
You about ready to see Big Boy Coach Search? This is big. This ain't piddly kitty time. Fart around Coach Search.